Turning now to world news, the Australian federal election has seen a change of guard from the incumbent Liberal National Conservative Coalition, led by Prime Minister John Howard, to the Australian Labor Party, which is led by former diplomat Kevin Rudd. Irene Lagan has this report.
Australia's Labor leader Kevin Rudd, a Mandarin-speaking former diplomat, came into power at national elections Saturday, ending 11 years of Conservative rule. Rudd is expected to forge closer ties with China and other Asian nations and has said he wants a more independent voice in foreign policy, but has promised Australia would retain its close alliance with the United States.
Today, the Australian people have decided that we as a nation will move forward. To plan for the future, to prepare for the future, to embrace the future, and together, as Australians, to unite and write a new page in our nation's history.
Prime Minister John Howard struggled to win even his own parliamentary seat, which he has held since 1974, putting him in danger of becoming the first prime minister since 1929 to lose his constituency. He wished his opponent well while reflecting on leading Australia for more than 11 years.
I want to say on behalf of the coalition that has governed this country for the last 11 and a half years that we bequeath to him a nation that is stronger and prouder and more prosperous than it was 11 and a half years ago.
Howard had won four consecutive elections and was Australia's second longest-serving prime minister behind Liberal Party founder Sir Robert Menzies. Rudd says he will work on environmental issues and help workers struggling with higher interest rates, which are hurting them even as the economy booms. I'm Irene Lagan.